share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Again, how many deaths will have to happen until action is taken? While hashtag justice for Agunapati still trends across social media, another Malaysian man has died in police custody allegedly from breathing difficulties yesterday, the 20th of May, morning, in just less than an hour after his arrest. The victim, 43-year-old Sivabalan Sebramaniam, was brought to the Gombak District Police Headquarters for documentation purposes to assist in the investigation of a criminal intimidation case, as reported by Bernama. The Gombak District Police Headquarters is the same location where Agunapati was detained as well. Gombak Police Chief Arifai Tarawe said the suspect, who was reportedly still wanted, was arrested at 11:20 a.m. in front of a guard post at a factory premise in Taman Selayang Baru, Gombak. After arriving at the Gombak IPD, Sivabalan started having breathing difficulties and the police contacted Hospital Selayang for emergency assistance. However, when the ambulance arrived to provide emergency treatment, Sivabalan was declared dead at 12:30 p.m. Initial checks revealed that Sivabalan, who worked as a security guard, had a history of heart disease and the case was classified as sudden death. Post-mortem results of the case are still pending. In a video posted by Generasi Baru Mike, Sivabalan's sister said that she received a call from the police station saying that her brother was in a serious condition and admitted to Hospital Selayang and they needed a family member to check on him. When Sivabalan's mother arrived at the hospital and gave Sivabalan's IC number, she was informed that the hospital had no record of him whatsoever. At about 4 p.m., a police officer informed the mother that her son had already died due to breathing difficulties. When both his sister and mother went to IPD Selayang, it was there that they were informed that Sivabalan had already passed away at 12:30 p.m. Sivabalan's sister telling the exact chronology of the incident. If he already passed away at 12:30 p.m., why was I called at 3 p.m. informing that he was in a serious condition? That's what we're confused about. We want to know what exactly happened in there. Shankar Ganesh and Datuk Ganesa Lingam, who have been dealing with Agunapati's case, met Sivabalan's family as well. Datuk Ganesa Lingam told World of Buzz that Sivabalan's case will be handled by an NGO. Klang MP Charles Santiago also released a statement on Facebook demanding a public inquiry with the National Human Rights Commission, SUHAKAM, and the Enforcement Agency Integrity Commission, EAIC, taking the lead. He also said that all police officers who handled Sivabalan's arrest must be suspended pending the outcome of the investigation. We have had one too many deaths in police custody and disproportionately involving ethnic Indians. I would, therefore, really like to hear from Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin as well. In an Instagram post made by the Loud Asians, they called that the IPCMC, Independent Police Complaints and Misconduct Commission, bill must be formed properly as soon as possible and more transparency on custodial transfers and deaths. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by the Loud Asians, at the Loud Asians. Arifai Tarawe spoke to Free Malaysia Today and said that he has been informed of the matter and it will be investigated. When will blatant injustices such as this end? How many would have to die before actions are taken? Also read, how many Agunapatis have to die in police custody until the government takes notice? Source. Kwang Wa Source. Generasi Baru Mike Source. Shankar Ganesh. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.